We have some structural problems in terms of affordability, and we have a ton of fairly affluent people moving to our city that are causing, ironically, huge problems in the marketplace because they're bidding up properties and displacing everyone else. That said, we can't control the big storms, but we can make progress on a neighborhood-by-neighborhood, block-by-block, and I think there's a lot of good thinking here and great community oversight, and for that I'm grateful, Bishop Holt, to you and the committee. Thank you, Dan and Mayor Hales. Thank you, Director Krieger, who in his short stint here has really made a difference. I'm pleased to accept the report. Aye.
Halsman.
Well, I also wanted to recognize Mayor Hales because he was really the genesis for the whole notion of dedicating $20 million in additional urban renewal dollars specifically to go towards affordable housing production and anti-displacement activities. So thank you, Mayor Hales. I want to also thank the members of the North Northeast Oversight Committee who we've entrusted with coming up with the policies and the programs to make this real, to increase affordable housing production in the North Northeast area, to provide anti-displacement activities and funding, and to look at things like a preference policy to provide people the ability to live or live again in the North Northeast Portland area. I want to recognize many key staff who have, and Bishop Holt, thank you for your capable leadership from day one of the North Northeast Oversight Committee, and to all the committee members. I know you've worked very hard, and I'll thank you in advance because there's still a lot more work to do. But I also want to recognize many key people at the Portland Housing Bureau. Leslie Goodlow has been with this process from the start. She is won't let go of it, which is okay, because she is born and raised in the neighborhood too, so she cares very much.
She's the second member of the Rose Festival royal family who was here today.
That's
Grace,
right.
Grace was here earlier.
Yeah. Matthew Schibold, who has really done a masterful job in helping the committee to figure out the preference policy and to do it in a way that will withstand legal challenges, but will also make a difference in having people come back to the neighborhood or stay in the neighborhood. And I appreciate all the hard work he's done. And for fun, he helps the district school district's boundary review committee make their decisions. Javier Mena, the assistant director, Latimia Clayton, Michelle DePass, Andrea Mathiason, Martha Calhoun, and on my staff, Shannon Callahan and Tia Williams. So thank you all for the work you've done and for the work that remains. Aye.
Report's adopted. Thank you all. We're adjourned.
Thanks.